Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Nadine.
Hello, Cornelia. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm really good, actually. Really, really good. Enjoying the weather, enjoying the day. It's brilliant.
Yes. So let's remind the audience, you're from England.
I'm in England and it's afternoon for me. So we have a beautiful afternoon sun coming round to my room at the moment. So yes, I'm in England on the south coast by the sea.
Good. And, you know, just for those people that are listening and tuning in for the first time, I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I am in the Pacific Northwest, Washington State, and right out an hour north of Seattle, and it's 8 a.m. Hello. It's 8 a.m. Pacific time.
Good morning.
Yes, it's in the morning. One of my favorite times to begin the day. So here we are. We're doing self-realization in the inner child part.
Number eight we're on now. Part eight. Yes.
Number eight, yes. And one of the things that I thought would be a great opportunity for us, Nadine, because I think we've got three episodes, including today. So we've got eight.
That's right.
9, 10, and I think we're going to go up to number 11.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's going to complete the series, right? So I thought what would be great is for the next few series, invite some others to join us so we can find out from them how they've been doing with healing their own inner child and healing their own core wounding and all of that. What do you think about that?
That would be brilliant. That would be so good, I think, to get, because like you say, a lot of people are doing this work and it'd be really interesting to get some different points of view, wouldn't it, how people are doing.
Yeah, so we'll bring part 9, part 10, invite some other folks to come in, and that'll be great. One of the things I wanted to talk about today is last podcast that we did, part 7. That was a really amazing one, because we've gotten a lot of feedback on it, and I brought one of the feedbacks today that I want to start the show out with.
Good.
And so let's see what I have here. And so this is what was shared from our last podcast. So those of you that are listening today and tuning in for the first time, the place where you can find that podcast is you can go to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube. And you can look for the self-realization and the inner child part 7. And the other thing that Nadine and I will do, we'll put the YouTube link for that show in this description here. Yes. As you're listening on Facebook. You'll do that for us, Nadine?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for adding that link, because it makes it easy for you to and listen to that one. Because we talked a lot in that one about guilt.
We did, yeah.
Right? Guilt was a big piece.
It was. We gave permission to people to let go of it, didn't we? Which I think was very powerful. So that was good.
Yeah. And I think that's a big piece, because a lot of people, they are, they have that guilt program that they're still making choices and decisions on every single day. And that is something that you don't need to do. But one of our listeners, she responded by saying to that podcast, "Thank you, ladies, so much for this content that we shared." She says, "I just happen to be working on inner child healing right now. A lot of people are doing that. My mother didn't tell anyone that she was pregnant with me until she was about 5 months along. She was in deep denial. I'm the youngest of 5. And my folks, her parents' relationship was not an easy one. And I was always very close to my mother. But I've had many unworthiness issues most of my life. Lots of healing taking place now. Also, I will not be returning to work in the fall, as this is not what my soul is yearning for. I was having a bit of guilt, as I know I'm valued in my position. So she was feeling guilty that she was not going to return back to work. She was feeling that guilt, and now she made the decision not to go back to work because her soul is calling for something else.
Yeah.
So now I get to just honor me and I and what my soul and my inner child need, and I'm done with guilt.
Yes, brilliant, brilliant.
I'm very grateful for this discussion. That's the reason why I want to have that opportunity for you to go listen to that podcast again. If you're still operating, making choices and decisions on you in your life that's based on guilt.
Yeah.
That is a religious program that has been conditioned in us for a very, very long time. And it's a choice. And it's something that you don't have to do. Right, Nadine? Yeah,
totally right. I love that word choice. I'm big on choice, empowering ourselves to choose. And that's exactly what that is, isn't it? We choose if we feel it or we don't. And we choose everything, actually, like you said with that lovely comment that the lady put, that she's choosing not to go back to work. You know, again, it's another choice, isn't it? It's a choice that we have. We choose how we want to live our life. And I'm really big on that. So I love to hear that. It's a wonderful comment. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, well, because here's the thing, you know, if you used to do things based on the conditioning because you felt guilty, because, you know, society, your parents, your church, your family expected you to do certain things, and now you're putting yourself first, and then you feel guilty because you're making different choices. When you realize that guilt is a useless feeling, it's not even an emotion. It's not an emotion, and guilt is a useless feeling, and it doesn't do anybody any good. Yeah. And it's certainly not a feeling that your physical body likes to feel and, you know, is thriving in that feeling. Because the same way that we think thoughts that are empowering thoughts, that are pure thoughts, that are liberating thoughts, that are truthful thoughts, that are purposeful thoughts. The same way that we put our, you know, choose our clothing, what are we going to wear today where we're going to feel good? Yeah. Thinking those thoughts, because our body responds to how we think. And so if our body responds to how we think, and if we're feeling guilt, then certainly your body's also going to be feeling that. So it's all connected. Releasing guilt from your vocabulary, that is a very self-loving act. And it is absolutely affirming.
Yes.
The inner child.
Exactly.
And certainly you don't want your inner child to feel guilt ever. You certainly wouldn't want your baby or your child or your children to feel guilty because, again, it's a useless feeling. It doesn't serve.
Yeah.
The only time that a guilty feeling would serve is if you're in a court of law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have committed a crime, right, and you know you're guilty or whatever.
Yeah. We'll allow them to say it then, won't we? That's the only time.
You know, to me, it's like, when would it be okay? Well, it would be okay under those circumstances, you know, where you've done something horrible and now, you know, you've been proven guilty or whatever. That would be the only time. But other than that, we just don't do guilt in the new earth, choices, right?
There's no place for it, is there? We don't need it. It's gone.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's making that choice. The other thing I wanted to share today is, you know, in my book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger. So this book, you can find this book on Amazon, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, How I Used My Emotions to Heal My Body and My Life, and How You Can Too. And really, in the first part of the book, I talk a lot about my life and how I got to, healing my body with the power of my emotions, and how I became emotionally whole, and how I developed that healing modality of processing my emotions, and how I did that. And then the second part of the book, there's actually a 21-day peace practice in here that asks questions. And then I put it also into an audio, because you took the 21-day.
Yes, your 21 days, which is so empowering. It's so beautiful to spend that little bit of time every day, isn't it? To setting yourself up and giving yourself, like we say, those choices.
Yeah, really, giving yourself permission to process all of the old emotional core woundings from your past that you were conditioned in that are not true for you today, right? Yeah, yeah. And so when somebody once asked me, you know, during the course of going through that emotional processing the childhood pain. And somebody asked me once, when does the pain stop? That's the question they asked.
Good question.
That's a good question. When does the pain stop? And then I actually made that a title in my book, When does the Pain Stop?
Yeah.
And I'm going to read today this little part about when does the pain stop. The pain stops after you clear the core wounds. Layer by layer, the pain stops. You move into a neutral space within your being. The wounded one, who has been crying for your attention all of your life, has now been loved and nurtured by you. The wounded ego has learned to let go of control and trust the higher self to be led from the heart. The victim, after many lifetimes of dedicated service, work, and slavery, has been retired and is now free. The addict is no longer looking for something to numb or fill a void, as the addict now has chosen to fill itself with radical self-love, as nothing else will do. The wounded child, the wounded ego, the victim and the addict are no longer playing parts in your movie. And that is when the pain has stopped. That is when the being has become self-realized and remembers the truth of who they are, and that they are not any of those conditions, the pain, the wounds, the addict, the victim. They're none of those things. Those were the lessons that you came here to learn and to overcome. And that is part of the self-realization of becoming the truth of who you are. The amazing, absolutely amazing, gifted, amazing being that you are, that is who you are. And that being deserves, this is also another one of those words, that being deserves to be loved. That being deserves to be honored, that being deserves to be respected, held high, in high esteem, in high esteem. And we have to heal our inner children and then also our communities so that we can show a positive example of what it means to be healed, to be whole, and to be free, and to be loved free. And that begins first, you know, with our own inner self, the work that we do on ourselves, and then we extend that work out into our community, into the people that we have relationships with and whatnot. What do you think about that, Nadine?
It's so true, isn't it? It all starts, we can do it for ourselves. I think that's the lesson I want to sort of repeat, if you like. You've already said it, but we can do that ourselves rather than waiting for someone else to give us that validation, for someone else to heal us and love us and all the things that we need. We can do it for ourselves. And that For me, that's the difference. Once I realised that I could realise, there's that wonderful word, realise. Once I realised that I could actually give that to myself, that's when it all started to change for me, because I was always looking for it externally. Like you've just said, all the needs, all the addictions, all the things that you go to fill that hole, to actually get that understanding that I can give myself what I need. And then the practice and getting that. And I think it's really, like you say, with your 21-day challenge, you're setting yourself up every day, aren't you? And I think I say to people all the time, part of my Karma Self method is actually giving, again, permission to start your day with you. So you tune into you before you do anything else. And not many people do that daily, do they? They start their day worrying about everybody else. But if you get used to tuning into you before you do anything, that is a wonderful way to start your day, asking yourself, what do I need? If you're looking at, I sometimes do it, little Nadine, what does little Nadine need today? What do I want today? What am I going to do? What am I going to enjoy? And that is a good practice, isn't it? Setting yourself up. I call it a positive morning routine, actually, because it's setting yourself up, isn't it, for having the best day. And again, permission to choose.
Yeah, permission to choose. And you have to be willing to put yourself first before running after everyone else and doing everything, including your kids, right?
Yes.
You have to be first, if that means that you have to get up earlier to have that time where you can check in with your own inner self. Yeah. That this is really an important piece, because you know we have been conditioned in our society to be so codependent upon each other, to depend on, like, if you don't give me this approval, if you don't give me this recognition, if you don't give me this, always chasing after that feeling, because you're always projecting it out when actually it's right here.
Yes, it's here anyway. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got it anyway, haven't we? It's recognizing that, isn't it? And really, but I've got to be honest, for myself, it was a practice. It was something that I had to practice. It didn't come instantly. So practicing and just really getting comfortable with that feeling that actually whatever, I'm reminding myself, you know, whenever I'm looking externally, to actually go, hang on a minute, you know, and pause. As you know, I'm very good at having a little pause, just a moment to pause before you react, and actually just going, hang on a minute, no, I can actually do this myself. I don't need to be, like you say, chasing. And again, it's quite freeing, isn't it? Just to go, right, I can do this.
Yes, it's so healing. That's all part of healing, that inner child wound. That began in the womb, when you were in the womb. We talked about it on the last podcast.
Oh, yes. Yeah, how early it starts. It really does, doesn't it? It so does.
Yeah, it starts in the womb, and that's the place. I mean, what was your mother feeling during the whole entire pregnancy, that she was pregnant with you? What kind of feelings was she feeling? Those were all the things that was the environment where you were growing. Yeah. And so it's not about the fault, and it's not about blame but it's about empowerment, and it's about having the understanding to know, my gosh, the compassion, like whatever it is that you're feeling now or healing now. I one of my words is signature words is feel to heal.
I love that. Feel to heal. I love that.
That feeling it is healing it. That's it. It's like, what's going to fix this? Feel it. And this is part of the root core of the addiction, is that the reason why people use addiction instead of feeling, it's because they're afraid to feel the feeling. So they use the distractions of food, alcohol, sex, gambling, whatever it is, to keep that addict, you know, that addiction going. When really the main thing at the root core of that addict, there is a lack of self-love. And it comes again from, you know, was your parent in addiction when they were pregnant, when she was pregnant? Yeah. Yeah. So these are all the things that we are undoing, and we are realizing the self and loving the inner child free.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely, definitely. And I think it's really important, like you say, to look at, you know, have these questions. You know, what was your mother feeling when you were in the womb? Were there addictions? Were there sort of needs that weren't met? And not necessarily, I'm quite big on not necessarily answering those questions, because that can, it gets a bit too intellectual. Then it's more about, like you say, feeling it. You know, what was that? With a curious sort of lightheartedness almost. What was that? Just investigating it without actually having to solve anything, without having to even know the answers. Because sometimes it's impossible to know, but we can feel, can't we? We definitely can feel. And I think it is, I call it gentle questioning. It's one of the practices that I do, where you just ask those questions, but you don't answer them. And that's quite a trick, to not answer them, because you straight away go to answer them. But just setting those questions, the answers come. The universe will let us know. We will get that understanding. But just actually being in that calm, safe space and just doing, as I say, that gentle questioning, just going, I wonder what was going on. I wonder how my mum felt when I was in the womb. I wonder why I'm scared. I wonder why.
Yes.
Yeah, and just questioning, because again, that's quite empowering, isn't it? Just being brave enough to ask the questions, but not.
I think that's actually where the liberation comes, is asking the question, living in the question.
Yes, yeah, that's a lovely way of putting it. Yeah,
living in the question. I think that's really the place. You know, I love that that you can ask the question, because really, in the question, that's the inquiry. That's actually the beginning. You know. It's being curious. It's the same thing. If you were to go to a therapist, what would the therapist do? The therapist would ask you questions.
Yes, exactly. And they don't answer them, do they? That's classic, isn't it? You answer them yourself. Doesn't come instantly, but the answers do come. And it's that, I was told years ago, and I love it. And you know, I'll tell you why, and you'll know why I love it. If you're curious, you stay young. And actually, I just go, okay, then I'll stay curious. Because it is, and it's true, isn't it? If we've got an inquiring mind, it keeps us fresh. It keeps us young, doesn't it? It keeps us interested.
Yeah.
I love that one. So curiosity keeps us young. I love that.
Yes. Now, did you bring any, I like that, curiosity keeps us young. Did you bring any questions? Did you?
Well, do you know what most people have been saying to me after our last podcast? And like you say, it was quite a powerful one, wasn't it? So the link will be underneath. But a lot of people have been saying to me, they love the fact that we gave them permission. We gave them permission to let go of guilt was the first one, wasn't it? Big one. Also, we said, let go of struggling and let go of trying. So people have been saying, you know, I've really been getting the impression that people want a bit more of that, because we do need sometimes to be invited to do something, don't we? So more than a question, I was getting that kind of feedback from most people. And I think as well, it's really nice to go, like I said earlier, giving yourself permission to start your day with you, or at any time in the day, actually tuning into you and just going, right, what do I want to do? And then focus on what is good for you, rather than get caught up. And actually, if we do ask that question at the start of the day, it is good enough once, but if we can visit that maybe a few times in the day and actually just say, like, what do I want? What do I need? And tune in. And sometimes it's quite uncomfortable for people to tune into themselves, but again, it's a practice. We can get better and better at it, can't we? So I would like to invite everybody to obviously ask any more questions, put them in the comments, but also to tune into themselves and see what comes up, because sometimes it's quite surprising. We don't ask ourselves, do we, what we do? So that's really what I wanted to share today, because that was the feedback I got from people. And I do want to say as well, comments, we want lots of comments, don't we? We want you to share this. Like we said, the last podcast was very powerful. If you haven't shared it already with the people you care about, share it now. And this one as well, share it with everybody, get more people to hear what we're saying, because it's freeing, isn't it? It's what we're offering everybody, isn't it? A bit of freedom.
Yeah, I love that feedback. I love what you said. It's so true. You know, giving people permission to let go of guilt, giving people permission to let go of struggle, giving people permission to stop trying and accepting and being who it is that they are, simply by tuning in and asking yourself the question of what is it that your inner child needs? Yeah. What is it that your inner self needs? And asking yourself that question. Honestly, I can't imagine, like, there's nobody really in my life. Like, I can't imagine there's nobody here other than myself saying, what do you need? And then me being curious to say, what is it that you need? And then me giving it to myself, making sure. But it only happens when I ask myself what I need. Yeah. And right? That's a big step. So you have to ask yourself, like Our Lady with the question that talked about how she's not returning back to work in the fall. Is because obviously she said, what is it that you want? What is it that you need? Yeah. And she said, I really don't want to go back to work. I want to do something else.
Exactly. And we have been through, the whole world has been through change, hasn't it? This is the time, isn't it? This is our time to step into what we want, isn't it? This is our opportunity. So to seize that and really, really do it, because it is, as I say, it's something that people don't do very often. You've just said, you know, you've got yourself to answer to, which actually is a privilege in a way. But also there's a lot of people I know that don't have anyone else making demands on them necessarily. No, they live their life that way by choice. But sometimes they get a little bit lost. So the fact that you do that yourself as well is really good, isn't it? Because it's so necessary. Because you could get a little bit lost because there's no one else telling you anything. You're telling yourself, you're asking yourself. It's brilliant.
Well, it has to be. It has to. It all starts from within. And even that's where it begins. And especially like all the people that say, I'm the only one, I'm single, I don't have anybody else. That's the perfect opportunity to begin that conversation. Mm.
So sounds, you know, really attractive.
It is. It's like, at least you don't have to worry about guilt because now let's tell the audience where they can find you, the Calmer Self.
Yes, Calmer Self. I'm all over the place. The best place to look is my YouTube channel, which is Calmer Self. That's easy to find. And all of these podcasts are on there. And like you say, we share the old ones as well. So they're all on there. And my website, which again is Calmer Self. There's a lot of information on there. And my 6-step program is on there. So people can look into all the aspects of that. So that's where you can find me.
Good. Yes, I love that. Definitely go check out, because you've got some amazing meditation videos on your YouTube channel. And then as always with the Cornelia Stephanie YouTube channel, when you're there, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, because then you're always alerted to all the new amazing content that we're sharing. You're going to find over 350 videos on my YouTube channel that have wonderful content like this. But this series has been a very special one to me, the self-realization in the inner, because of the deep inner child work that I've done for myself and helped so many others over the course of the last decade heal their inner child wounds and come into that self-realized being, the enlightened being, the being that is awake and aware and has everything they need inside, that is full and whole and complete. And that's the permission. That's where we're all going to go, so that you can let that curious inner child come out and play and have some fun. So that's also another one of the episodes we have to have, Nadine, before we end this series, is bringing the playful, curious, fun.
Definitely. Yeah, I really feel that, because again, that's something that people struggle with, isn't it? And we let go of struggling. So we want to embrace that play and that enjoying things and just being, you know, that's something to get used to, isn't it? So totally agree. So yes, we've got, like you say, only a few more episodes left with this, but we've got some really important topics to cover. And like you say, you're going to invite some other people to join us, which will be wonderful.
Yes. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening and for tuning in. Thank you, Nadine, for being here today.
Thank you.
We'll see you again next time. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.